The politics of states like Wisconsin, Indiana, and Ohio may seem far removed from California, but the current uproar those states are experiencing over collective bargaining and unionized public employees is being closely watched by local labor leaders. Several are mobilizing their members and supporters for a candlelight vigil in Santa Rosa's Courthouse Square tomorrow evening to demonstrate support for the workers in Wisconsin. Marty Bennett, co-chair of the Living Wage Coalition, explains why.
The intent is to express solidarity with the Wisconsin labor movement and the people of Wisconsin that are continuing their efforts to prevent their rights to collectively bargain from being stripped. This has been about a 2.5-week campaign that's been going on in Wisconsin. And, of course, the same thing is going on in Ohio and other states now also.
The demonstration is also meant to be a public reflection of the widespread support that unionized workers enjoy in California and beyond, adds Lisa Maldonado, executive director of the North Bay Labor Council.
Over 65% of people support workers' rights to collectively bargain. The most recent New York Times study showed that workers oppose government and legislators trying to take away the right to form a union and to bargain collectively because they know that's what keeps the middle class strong. And they know that right now unions are the only organizations that are balancing this huge amount of corporate wealth.
At the same time, says Chip Atkin of the Sonoma County Service Employees International Union chapter, the forces driving the conflict in those Midwestern states are also present in California.
If you watch the news, the same phrases are used over and over again in attacks on the union. That lends credence to the idea that it's a coordinated strategy. And the Republican legislatures in California, in dealing with Governor Brown, is saying, if you want a special election to try to solve our budget crisis, you got to do the draconian things against the unions that they're doing in Wisconsin. So, yeah, there's a concern there.
All this is coming to a head at a time when union membership overall is at a low ebb, notes Bennett, especially for private sector workers.
Private sector union density is about 7%, and in the public sector, it's 34-35%. If they can strip public employees of the right to organize, if they can force down the compensation of public employees, it's only going to make it worse for the private sector, particularly those workers who are not unionized.
That's already been happening for many workers, adds Lisa Maldonado, whether through international outsourcing or changes in hiring practices.
When I first entered the workforce, the whole point of a full-time job was a pension and benefits. You could support your family on the salary of a grocery worker or a retail clerk, because those were considered full-time adult jobs. What we've seen now is they've turned them all into part-time jobs at minimum wages and driven every worker's wages down.
The anger focused on public worker pensions is misdirected, all three speakers agree, when a far smaller number of financial sector workers are making millions, even billions, after precipitating the deep recession that worsened the budget problems of the states where the union issues are now inflamed. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.